As it stands, veterans getting care at VA facilities are unable to discuss medical marijuana treatment with their doctors, even in states where it's legal. If interested, they must go outside the VA system. This issue was looked at by Congress this year, but ultimately nothing was passed. During a recent debate on KRNV's Nevada Newsmakers, incumbent Republican Mark Amaday said he does support medical marijuana for veterans.
But the caveat is it needs to be titrated. So if there's a use for it, then fine, use it for that. But let's not be handing people dime bags and telling them to spark up to smoke their medicine.
What do you mean specifically by titrate?
That means you turn it into a pill.
Amaday's Democratic challenger, Chip Evans, said he supports any type of medical marijuana for veterans.
There are people coming back from Afghanistan, they're seeking treatment, and they're being denied marijuana. And then they go talk with their brothers at the VFW hall. The Vietnam vet says, hey, this works for a whole rash of things. So we should make it legal and available to our veterans in whatever form they choose.
Amaday has served as representative for District 2 since 2011. This is the first time Evans, the former Washoe Democratic Party chair, is running for political office. Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.